Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Before we get to that, Dad, can we have the answer to last week's clues?
Well, I can't remember whether I ever did the Harry Potter one from a few weeks ago, did
you
I?
You did. The Harry Potter one was the last week, yeah.
That was the last week.
Last week there was a Harry Potter one and a regular one.
Okay. So I'll do the answer to the Harry Potter one?
Yes.
Do you want to say something, hun?
No.
Right. Okay. Because the clues were Mrs. Norris's lives and Ron and Hermione.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Norris is a cat, so it's nine.
Yeah.
And Ron and Hermione were in love, so it's nine of hearts.
There you go. Ooh. Nine of hearts.
And then the regular one was Sawbuck and leading 50s nerd. Sawbuck's slang, old American slang, for $10.
For a tenner.
Yeah. So the number's 10. And leaning 50s nerd, a 50s nerd was a square.
Yeah.
And if you lean it over, it becomes a diamond, you see.
So bit of physicality in that one.
Bit of physics in that one.
Yeah. And have you got a clue for us? And this well one, done if any of you got that.
Right. This one. The first part of the clue is a crowd. Mm-hmm. And the second part of the clue is like a football headline.
Okay.
All right. And it's about the Geelong Football Club getting new boots because their old boots were rubbish. All right, so can you imagine this on the back page of the Herald Sun?
Right? Okay,
cats lose ugly boots. Cats lose ugly boots.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Ryder. What was last week's color?
It was gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold.
Making sure. Gold, yes, gold.
Yeah, well done if anybody picked that up. It is very impressive the amount of people that get it right every... It's the kind of thing where I was like, we had some luck, but we're a family, so we're in tune with each other's... Nope, you've all been pretty on the money.
Yeah.
And have you got a colour for us this week?
I do. It feels very gross.
Okay.
Just unpleasant, but a lot of people do like it.
Okay.
Sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like soap.
God.
And it smells like flowers.
It's a complicated. Do people like the feel of it? Is that what you're saying? Some people like the feel of it, but it's a gross feeling.
No.
It feels gross.
The feel isn't a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but because you're like, it's gross, but some people like
it. Well, it feels gross, but a lot of people do enjoy this colour.
Okay. A popular colour.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck answering any of them.
And one thing we haven't been doing, which we started doing, is Ryder's List.
That's true.
I miss Ryder's List.
It's a bit personal. I don't know.
Well,
look,
it's my list. You don't have to do it.
If Ryder's comfortable giving us a piece of his list, we can get it at the end of the episode. But if not, that's okay as well.
Or now.
And some of them are like pretty boring as well.
That's not better.
It's not always cool.
Yeah. Look, I like the cool ones, right? But they don't have to always be cool. You don't have to give me
what was the What was the first one you did?
He said cut in front of people in line if they cut in front of you.
They cut it. No, right at the last minute.
Yeah.
Step in front and
right at the last minute. Yeah. Perfect. Next one.
It's boring.
All right, hit us up with it. We'll deal with it.
Okay, one of the best ways to thank someone is to put petrol in their car.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah, that's true. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a kind of gift people don't think about. No, that's good. Yeah. That's good life advice.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not doing them again, though.
All right. That's the last one you got.
There's two things on your list.
You got two of a list of, I think, 12. No, two. They got two.
What about taxis?
That was just a piece
of free advice from rides. So our first question comes from Mary on the Discord. They say, "Hi, Bailey family. My friends and family started making fun of my weight and I developed a bit of a complex. I've been going on an extremely strict diet and I'm going to the gym at least once a day. 3 months later, I'm looking better than ever and I'm in the best shape I've ever been. My friends and certain family members, on the other hand, have always been larger than me. And most are on diets like Slimming World. We have to go to a meeting and get weighed. Although it doesn't seem to be working even after years of meetings. The moral dilemma is, do I rub my success in their face and mock them for not achieving their goals due to lack of discipline? Or do I take the moral high ground and just smugly know that I'll always be a little bit better than them?" What do you do?
Rub it in.
You reckon rub it in?
Rub it in.
Get a t-shirt that says, "Up yours, fat family."
Yeah, because they gave it to you.
Absolutely. If you've copped, if you've had, and I think this is applicable to any situation where people make fun of you hypocritically when they are doing the thing that they're making fun of you for.
I know, that's very strange.
And then
it?
you prove it to them, you know. I mean, like, first of all, that sucks, Mary, that your family were so cruel about, like, you know, who cares? But considering, you know, you've done it, you've gotten rid of the weight, absolutely rub it in their face. Do you think there's any chance it'll backfire, though? Do you think it's the kind of thing that could go wrong?
Well,
only if you put it back on again. Yes, they'll all be so smug.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a risk.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
But the moral high ground is so much less satisfying. If you just smugly know that you've
or
won.
Or subtly do it.
Oh, okay.
Just start doing weights in the lounge room. And, you know,
like,
clever. Oh, you're going to eat that?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I feel like, Rides, you're a fan of the smug superiority of, like, just knowing you've succeeded where others have failed.
Yeah.
Or are you more of the opposite, more of a rubbing it in the face?
Well, I don't know. I don't really care.
Okay, well, yeah. I guess you sit neutrally then. I just know you like being smug. I know you've said to me in the past you enjoy the feeling of smugness.
I enjoy when I'm right.
Yes.
Yes.
It's, just, it's an immensely satisfying feeling.
Yeah.
I had that feeling recently, actually, on Father's Day, you'll recall, Rides.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so about this.
Because that we were sitting in a cafe for for Father's Day, for Dad's Day, and there was a window or like a food window, you know,
a glass cabinet.
Yeah, a glass case. And in it they said homemade scones. And they also said, they just said homemade scones. And there were a lot of other cakes. And Ryder said, "Why is it homemade scones? Everything's homemade." And I said, "No, some of it's brought in." Ryder would not believe that.
Oh, really?
An argument ensued. I was instructed to ask the lady when she came by. I said, "Is it just the scones? You know when you know you're putting on a performance, but the person you're talking to doesn't know?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, hi, just a quick question. Just, I don't know, out of the blue. I'm just wondering, is it just the scones that are homemade or is it everything?" She was like, "No, it's just the scones." And oh, the feeling, that victory rolled so hard. They come from a presumably caterer.
Especially to be smug over you, Rise.
No, it's very good,
For that extra points.
Yeah. Like you want to do the winner.
How good it feels.
go on.
It was a rural area.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where are they getting them is what I want to know. Where are they?
A caterer presumably comes in the morning at like 6 a.m., brings them their little cakes.
But from where?
From a place that makes the cakes, that mass produces the cakes. I like that maybe you're reneging and you're like, "No, maybe I was right. Maybe she didn't know what she was talking about."
Yeah, he's pretty game still defending his position, isn't he? From
that's pretty bold.
Well, the best almond croissants in the world, everybody, is Second Home in Bram Street, Eltham.
Yeah.
And they get their almond croissants from Port Melbourne. Every morning they come all the way.
It's someone's
that's
job
a long way
deliver
for anybody almond croissants.
That's just so like.
But it probably will take more out of you to make them in the kitchen every morning.
But it's so fake.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's a big persona.
It's yes. true. It's rough.
Like, what, are they getting the burgers as well? Burgers yeah. get shipped in, he's a burger.
But you can tell they're so processed, those yeah. cakes.
I just thought know? They were good.
So the smug superiority feels good.
Yes.
It does.
But that, see, I didn't just have smug superiority then because I did rub it in your face. I sort of just rubbed it in your face.
Well, you
then.
Didn't really rub it in my face. You just sort of made it very clear that you were happy about it.
Yeah.
But then that's funny because does that mean, is the line between the two a little bit blurred? Do you know what I mean?
Like rubbing it in. And
yeah, because I was like, oh, I've won. And but I know that'll annoy rides. Yeah, yeah. So in a way, I am rubbing it in your face.
But I don't think it's possible for anyone to be like in that situation, if she'd said, oh, no, we order them. And you've said, oh, okay, sea rides? Anyway, yeah. You'd be like, what? That's
couldn't
it?
Have happened. Yeah, see, no. Right, in the end I was correct. Anyway, shall we continue our meal? Yeah, no. Because the feeling coursing through your body at that moment won't
let that
you.
Means internal smugness
yeah.
can never match external smugness.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just be the greater person go, accept that you're right,
yeah.
but be humble and gracious about it.
Yeah. You know where they're like, what do they say? Be the not the better man, is it be the
bigger
better
person?
Be the bigger person. There's no such thing as the bigger person. If you're the bigger person, you're still smug about it.
And you're going to find a subtle way to get your point across, whatever
I
it is.
I wonder if the feeling of winning an argument or being smug releases anything.
Yeah,
because I get really warm. And do you know? Like it releases some type of endorphin.
Well, it's a different kind of happiness. It's an emotion people don't talk about enough, the pure feeling of smug.
Being right.
Yeah, being right's good.
But is it like winning a battle?
Yeah, maybe. Do you think it hits some primal part of our brain, like we've defended our tribe from neighbouring ape men?
Yeah. Like, I wonder if it's similar to when you see someone get done by the cops.
Oh,
because it's the same. Yes. Like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
I didn't.
You're
get done.
Bad.
Especially somebody who hooned past.
Yeah, that's
you
happened to me before. Yes. You're like, it's such a good feeling.
Yes. That's right. Yes. I'm the superior one here. Yeah.
And how do you manifest your smugness when it's when you can't go to the guy and go,
pull over and walk up to the car.
Hey, so the cops got you there, buddy. You're going too fast.
I saw you pass me 5Ks. I thought you were going to put into the.
Oh, what a shame. The sarcastic, I'm on your side, is pretty good. Oh, that sucks, man. But you're full of joy. I think, Mary, no matter what you pick, you'll be like, you can't hide it. Even if you go for the smug superiority of, oh, I've lost the weight, which is something they made fun of me about and they haven't, they'll know.
Yes. And even if they don't say anything, they're thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are thinking, seething. Look at her, look
damn
at
it,
us.
Damn it,
she's done.
We
it.
Made all this fun of her.
Yeah.
And now, and
they know.
The opposite end of this. What do you call anti smug? What is that? Like you
humble.
And
the, is it
shamed
humble?
Or
no, but yeah, but
shame, isn't it?
It's no, anti smug.
Yeah, so like what
the
I mean is like
of smug.
So when I was like, ah, they aren't homemade, and I got full of smugness. What did you get full of?
I don't know.
Frustration
shame
or
feels,
you know,
frustration feels close. A shame feels like
shame
idiot.
On you, right? Well, thinking those cakes were homemade.
Dumb.
Yeah,
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, I feel like,
and what's quite interesting is. You still don't quite believe it.
No, well, I protested a little bit.
Even though you're proven absolutely wrong, there's part of your brain that says, I think I'm still right.
I don't know. There's surely part of you right now, right? It's like, well, I've never seen the truck come in.
Well, I think you should have asked a few more follow-up questions about it.
It's so funny. And she starts to leave. I'm like, oh, no, just before you go, well, a couple more questions. Where from? I'm just a curious citizen, that's all. Yeah, no, but absolutely.
Just look amazing every time you go over.
Yeah.
If you don't live there, just spend a lot of time
making
sure you look schmick.
And I think kind of just by existing, you will be getting your point across.
And if they ever offer you like a donut, say, no, 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 they make you fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's the thing. You don't have to be really, I mean, obviously it is intentional, but the best kind of smugness and the best kind of winning is when you just seem like a good person. You know, they say the best revenge is living well.
Yeah, it's
true. It's so true, but I think people misinterpret that to mean like you're no longer seeking revenge, you're just living your life. No, it's still revenge. If if they're like, oh, would you like some food? And you're like, oh, no, I'm dieting. That's enough. That's enough. Mm. You don't even have to be like, oh, I'm dieting and you're not. You say you're dieting, everybody immediately at the table is like, and I'm not. You let them finish the sentence.
That's what they say, would you like another biscuit? And you no, thanks. I don't mind if you have six.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind. You have them. Please don't let me stop you. Yeah. But yeah, I'm good. You want, because it's the kind of, you know, like when you two quit drinking, mum and dad.
Yeah.
And it was like every time anyone was like, would you like to have a drink? And you're like, oh, no, thank you. They inside are like,
they get that feeling.
They hate that I'm drinking.
Even they thought that by us not drinking, we were saying, you dirty drunks. Yeah, everybody else.
Exactly. It reduces their legitimacy for drink.
It's very interesting. But you can pull the same trick. If you're like, I don't want a cake, immediately they're like, and I do. Oh, no.
Yeah, what does it mean about me?
When you're with people, specifically just you two and like one other friend or another couple friend, do they still drink?
Yes, they drink.
They do.
See, I wouldn't.
But perhaps
if I
less.
Was thinking of drinking with someone and then they said they're not going to drink, I wouldn't drink.
Oh, yeah, if it was just me
and
them. Because
then it's just me and drinking.
Yeah, just you and drinking. No, but I know what you mean.
And like even if there's four of us hanging out and two aren't drinking.
Yeah, it still feels weird for two of you to be drinking. You've split the party, sort of. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
why does there always have to be the drinking and the no drinking?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you can't.
Because it's the no drinking hates the drinking people.
But they don't.
They don't.
Really.
That's what the we drinking don't care. People
don't, aren't they annoying because they're loud and they're drunk?
No, they're very entertaining.
Well,
see, I hate
sometimes they're annoying. Yeah.
Sometimes they're annoying.
If I'm not drinking and like other people are corked, I'll be like, okay.
Even when I'm drinking and they're not, I hate it.
Actually, to be fair, if it's an even split, I don't mind. If, like, two people are drunk and everyone else isn't, then it's kind of annoying. Because you're like...
But not for them.
No,
because
they're...
to them, it's this them and the other person drunk watching everyone be like, look at these silly people back here.
Right? These sober idiots not having a good time.
This happens to me at family do's. Mm. Everyone gets there, everyone's having a conversation, and then after a little while, suddenly people are talking over the top of you and they're being really rude and you're like, what's going on? And then you go, they're getting drunk.
They're boozed up. Well, and also, look, Mary, another thing you could do, I know this isn't what you asked, but you could just be like, hey, I got in shape and maybe offer to help your family get in shape as well.
Yeah.
That is revenge, but it's also a kind thing to do. It's really rude of your family to make fun of your weight or anything like that. But yeah, like a kind of a good revenge there is to be like, I'll help you. And then if you genuinely help them, I don't know, everybody ends up just in shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
They That's a bit of a power move, though.
Mm, it is a bit
offering
of a power move.
Offering to get them into shape as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
Big power move.
Because it's acknowledged the fact that they are not.
Yeah.
They're not in shape
absolutely.
And they need help from you. Who is in shape?
Absolutely.
But I've got a final comment on smugness.
Sure.
And if we're saying that finding out you're right and then being smug makes you feel good, perhaps it could be a therapy for depression or something for people who don't feel good.
You're like, hey, we're going to put you in a position where you're right, people are saying you're wrong.
You're right 10 times a day.
Like a vindication workshop.
But I even get smug about... just someone making a mistake.
When you're watching The Chase.
Yeah.
And someone gets the answer wrong.
But more specifically in New York, someone had said, we were talking about JFK Airport, and someone had said, oh, I think it's the busiest in the world. No, it's not.
Sorry.
Oh, you were serious. My sweet summer child.
And I went ahead and told her the top five busiest airports in the world.
I'm sure she loved that.
Yeah.
So she went away like, man, thank God Ryder educated me on the airport busyness.
Right, she feels a lot better now.
Yeah, that's what I need. Well, look, hopefully that helped, Mary. Our next question, also from the Gmail, is from Joe. Joe says, "Hey guys, my name's Joe."
Oh, good.
I'm a long-time listener from the UK and a big fan of Mom. Aww. I've recently stumbled into a delicate situation which could benefit from your musings. I'm 26 and I've been openly gay for 10 years now. My brother is 20 and is the total opposite of me. He tries to be very masculine, overtly macho, to the point where it's irritating. I recently moved out 10 miles away from home, but he still lives with my mom. I'm in a relationship, so I don't use gay dating apps anymore, but one of my single gay friends recently stumbled across a picture of my brother on Grindr. He messaged me the account, assuming it was fake, and received no... He messaged the account, assuming it was fake, and received no reply. Grindr tells you roughly how far away users are from your location. We discreetly drove to my mum's house and parked outside. The location said his profile was right next to us, so it looks like it's likely it was him. My brother is very closed off emotionally, so I'm not sure how to approach the subject and bring it up to him. Do I just straight out say, I saw you on Grindr, or do I speak to Mom about it? If he is indeed gay, I'd technically be outing him to Mom, which is a big no-no.
Yeah, no.
He's Mom never- might have made the account. She was like, we all know this about you. You're so anti-gay, we know you're gay.
Man, imagine if the mom was like, he just needs a man. Like just like, I'm doing it for him. Of course, it could be a bi-curious phase or whatever, but I know my brother is very unlikely to tell me anything, so it feels like I'm sitting on a secret that I can't share with my family.
It was a really good one as well. It looked like a...
like the Taj Mahal.
It was very multi-dimensional.
Like a steampunk spaceship. It was cool.
It's cool. It would be interesting to hear things from an outsider's perspective where there's no bias. I always appreciate your take on things. Too long didn't read for Ryder. My friend found my brother on a gay dating app, and I'm not sure how to approach it because he's emotionally distant. P.S. I'm gay.
Well, I've got
Cheers,
an idea.
Joe. All right, hit us up, Dad.
So, is his brother a coffee drinker? Let's assume.
Let's assume. Yeah.
All right. He goes and gets him a random present, which is a coffee grinder, you see? And hands it to him, says, I got you a coffee grinder.
I thought you could do with a grinder. So you could grind your coffee. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Do you understand?
You know what I mean, brother? Follow me? Follow me?
You're picking up what I'm putting down? I know what's going on. I felt like a very Seinfeld moment there. I'm up to you. It's a weird, complicated situation. That's like such a sitcom or like soap opera kind of thing to discover. It's the kind of thing you always like read about, but you never would imagine would actually happen. It's a tough one. I always wonder, because you came out beforehand, I always wonder if that would make the other brother reluctant to come out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always wondered, like, if, say, Rides, you were gay, and I'd come out, like, when I came out, and you were like, well, I can't come out
you
now.
You got in first.
Yeah, Jackson got in first. Damn
now
it.
If I come out, they'll be like, oh, whatever.
What else is new?
Copycat.
Yeah. It's interesting as well that your brother is on Grindr because I guess you've been in a relationship for a while, Joe, but that seems really risky if you want to keep it a secret. Being like, my gay brother won't be on Grindr. I should be okay. I should be safe.
Even just other people in the area that might know him.
Yeah. It's. I mean, like, hey, I get it. You gotta meet people somehow, but that just fake seems name really risky. Or, you know. Yeah. Fake name is weird. Oh, no, I guess fake name is fine.
Like, why wouldn't you... when Jackson came out and you're standing there in the kitchen with us, right, it's gay as hell, why wouldn't you go, me too, at the same time?
What a shock for the parents.
Yeah. Me too. Really? Yeah. Or, I don't know what it is. Something in the water.
Yeah. I know a family that's got three gay boys.
But
I would just be like, will I get grandchildren?
Yeah,
will I get grandchildren?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I think there's a part of it that would be reluctant after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I 100% agree because you would feel like the thunder was kind of taken away a little bit, or you would, I don't know. I mean, like when I came out, it was not a big thing. I was just like, I think I like boys, and everyone was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, sure.
Duh.
Cool. Good. Yeah. So I guess maybe if you'd come out, but I know what you mean. There's like that, something about it. But also it seems like
second best.
Yeah.
Somehow.
You're second fiddle in some random way. But But also,
maybe it was this. Maybe Joe came out and the brother actually hadn't realised until Joe came out.
Yeah.
And so now he's like,
okay, this is something I got to deal with. Although it sounds like if he's on Grindr, like he's in it.
And say that he sort of masculine?
Very macho, very.
Surely if they're going to be like that, then why hide it?
Yeah. Well,
like, if you're acknowledge it to himself, obviously.
Yeah.
Then what's the point of the persona?
Well, maybe
anymore?
He's acknowledging it to himself, like Joe's brother, but he's like a bit ashamed or something. Mm. And so he's like, you know, because I had friends that did a very similar thing. They went like really macho, they bulked on the muscle, and then they were like, oh, I'm gay. This is why I've been doing this. Cool. And then in the end, he was like, and now I've got an incredible body. So hooray for me. But yeah, it's a thing you can, yeah. But and maybe it's not just like macho muscles. Maybe it's like buying man tissues. And,
yeah.
You know, extreme deodorant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All those like weird. I remember once finding adult diapers in like a macho man one and a female one. Mm. And I thought it was really funny because I thought it was like an unnecessarily gendered thing. Mm. And I made an Instagram post about it. And all I got were comments who were like, Jackson, people got different genitals. Like they're going to need different diapers. Yeah. Felt like such an idiot. But
don't try to make them manly.
Macho man diapers for when your shit's man sized. Like, come on. Yeah. Well, I think it's a weird one because I feel like you want to get it out. Like, absolutely, you need to tell someone, but you don't want to tell your mum unless somehow she already knows.
I wonder how Joe's mum took Joe coming out.
Yeah, true, yes. True.
Like, was she okay? If her reaction was not great, then maybe the brother's worried.
Didn't he say he doesn't know whether to tell his mum?
Yeah,
so obviously it sounds not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, do I speak to mum about it? But the only reason he doesn't want to speak to his mum about it is because he doesn't want to out Joe.
Yeah,
out his brother.
His brother should.
Yeah, his brother should do it. I would approach your brother personally.
Yeah.
I would be like,
too.
And you can do it in like a real, like, I don't know, depending on what kind of relationship you have with
or
your brother. Yeah.
Message him on Grindr.
Yeah. I see you.
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, that's powerful. That's a bit of fun, man.
Welcome to the fold, bro.
Yeah, exactly. No way.
But just say you suspected Ryder.
I'd be like, Ryder, are you gay?
That's all you'd say?
Yeah. If I found you on Grindr, I would be like, I'm in a relationship. I shouldn't have been on Grindr. I'm not going to say anything. This scenario, I'm doing the dirty, I guess. But if I was single and I was on Grindr and I found Ryder, I would probably just be like, hey, I saw you on Grindr. Cool. And you'd be like, yeah, that would be that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I think we've got a very chill relationship. So.
Yeah, I think that your idea of just messaging back a really cute brotherly message.
Something fun where you're just like, hey, I see this and it's totally okay. Mm. Great. Yeah. Good for you. I think as well because it seems like Joe's friend messaged Joe's brother and Joe's brother didn't respond.
Yes.
But that I wonder is, does Joe's brother know, oh, it's going to get back to Joe? Do you know what I mean?
So Joe's friend messaged Joe's brother.
Yes, I think
on Grindr.
Yeah,
I would assume that the brother knows that Joe knows now.
Yes. Surely, surely.
Yeah.
If one of your friends, if Adam found you on Grindr and was like, "Hey Jackson," you'd know.
And
you'd
messaged me, I'd be like, oh, "Okay, he's obviously told Jackson already."
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Such as Adam having a weird like, "I know this. I got this over your head now." Yeah, I would just message him on Grindr, just like a friendly, "Hey, bro, like I see this and cool, let's talk about it," or just outright say it to him. Those are probably your best options. At the end of the day, just be upfront and straightforward about it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, our final question comes from Count Accountant on the Discord. Count Accountant, great to say, says, my wife and I work opposite hours. I'm an accountant / student and she works in medicine by night. So right now we see each other for a 2 or 3 hours in the morning and sometimes about half an hour at night if I get home early. We have some weekends together, but since she's heading to bed at 9 a.m. and I'm usually ready for bed by 9 p.m. so I can wake up early. It's created some stress as we can't do a lot of the normal couple or social things as most people aren't looking to party from 6 to 9 a.m. or 7 to 9 p.m. We tried D&D and some other online stuff, but I'd like to get out more. Now, Ryder, pay attention. This bit's for you.
That's funny because I wasn't paying attention.
Hey, counted you. Are there any good activities for a young couple to meet, hang out with other young couples during breakfast or dinner hours, or are we stuck watching movies over popcorn and pasta with our cats for the next few years? Thanks, loves. I use he, him pronouns. I know there's been some confusion, so I figured I'd clarify.
That's very, a good point. Very appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. If when you send us messages, you want to chuck your pronouns in there, that would rule because sometimes we don't know when it's Discord names. And we cooked it for the single beds, separate bedrooms one, so apologies. But yes, so what couple thing can you do early in the morning or late at night? They're tough hours.
I think a very casual... Mm. Friendly, non-competitive sport.
Oh, like tennis.
No, that's competitive. No, like dodgeball. Something, you know, very... Just not serious. Not to be taken serious.
Yeah. I think the reason I said tennis is that in my mind, tennis is an early morning sport. Don't know what that's about.
Night.
But yeah, dodgeball. But are you going to find somewhere to do that at like 9 a.m.?
What was the afternoon hours?
So it seemed like it was, they have 6 to 9 a.m.
Yep.
And then they have 7 to 9 p.m. 6 to 9 in the morning is tough.
You can have breakfast with your friends.
That's what true. I always think. Like all different breakfasts and invite people instead of, you know, have people have dinner parties. Mm.
Breakfast party. I like that
breakfast
idea.
Breakfast party.
Yeah. Right. People are different in the morning. I think you can tell a lot about someone by how they are in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's in the morning.
Because they don't care.
Yeah. They don't care what people think
about them. So they just
You can give them some warning and say, okay, you're going to have a, you know, and tell your work you're going to be half an hour late.
Yeah.
And then.
Come up with an excuse. Don't be like, I'm having a breakfast.
But you don't even
boss,
have to
breakfast
be
went long.
Late, do you? Like, you've got 2 hours in the morning.
Six to nine.
Yeah, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Yeah, 8 to 9. You've got 3 hours, baby.
Yeah.
Well, no one's getting up at 6. And but who opens? What cafes are open?
Well, see, I was imagining you doing it at your own house.
Oh. Mm, me too, like a party, like a dinner party, but a breakfast party.
Some of my greatest memories are from when I was a teenager. I had a friend, and every time I'd stay over with several friends to, like, play video games or whatever, in the morning at, like, 7 a.m., their parents would make this massive, like, pancake spread for us. Mm-hmm. And we'd have pancakes and all of the different ice creams and all of the different toppings. I really appreciated it. And breakfast was exciting because it was kind of an event.
Yeah, you want to get up for that.
Yeah. So I reckon if you maybe – it might be hard to do this, like, weekly, but once a month.
Mm. Yes.
You know. I know I've had, like, here at the studio, we one night randomly were like, hey, let's get up at like 6 a.m. and go get bagels with cream cheese from the Krispy Kreme. And we just did it. And
why did you decide 6 a.m.? Well, you can always get breakfast at 9.
Yeah, I think it was because that was when it opened and we wanted to be there for like the freshest bagels. And it was great. Like we sat there as the sun rose. It was kind of like that slowly coming into winter, so it was still a bit warm, but like kind of with that cool early morning breeze, eating bagels, incredible.
Yeah, I love breakfast food.
Yeah, me too.
I have breakfast for dinner sometimes.
So breakfast's great.
Have we just started a new world phenomena?
I think so.
The breakfast party. Right? Brunch came in from out of the blue somewhere.
I think there's a
bunch sidelined us.
There are people, but few people that would be down for this.
For the breakfast party.
I do. If I once a month, if somebody was like, "Here's the event, we're going to have a breakfast in the morning," I would be all over.
I would wag it every time.
Yes.
I would intend to go in the morning. I'd be like,
sorry, I missed you.
Do it in summer.
Yes.
Because no one's getting out of bed in winter.
Imagine if, I don't know what kind of backyard situation you have, but imagine it's like a nice backyard with a long table. You get there at like 6:10. You go out the back, it's a little bit warm. There's the
sun's rising,
out.
Birds chirping.
That sounds lovely. Yeah, that's good. But
that's a fresh fruit.
Yes. I was imagining fresh fruit.
Juice, coffee,
pancakes.
Yeah, but then you have to go to work.
Yes.
Yeah, but there is a part of it. The thing about the dinner party is it's for people to unwind and to forget about the day.
You're going to struggle to enjoy
that. The last 10 minutes, everyone's going to cry.
I'm going to have to leave all this fresh fruit. No. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a
good
point.
But if you did it on a Friday, when most of your other friends don't work shift work, if it was a Friday morning, I would do it because you can get through that.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
And then absolutely. You know, I've got tomorrow to sleep in.
Because you've already got that Friday feeling. Maybe that morning might energize you a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Might make you feel good. You know what I mean? But it does mean you got to. Well, it seems like you're going to bed pretty early anyway, count accountant. So it might work out.
Mm. No, but I think isn't the 9 o'clock one of them goes to work at 9 o'clock?
That's, so you that's could their do crossover. Like
what you were saying, tennis.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
In the afternoon, in the evening. What did you say, Sarah?
Also, I just realized, didn't they want to meet people?
Yes.
Or
that's the idea.
Meet people or hang out with their friends they already
Well, I think they want to meet
you can't really invite strangers to your breakfast party. So.
That's true. But if you're in maybe like on your weekends, you socialize and you have friends that you don't get to see, the breakfast party is a good idea then. But yeah, meeting new people. The problem is that anyone that age is going to be getting ready, unless you want to meet nans and pops.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. Can you paint the sort of character of the person that's an avid breakfast party person? You know, what are they like? What sort of characteristics do they have?
Yes,
middle-aged buff. Women.
They're either fit middle-aged women, or they're like a southern dandy in a white linen suit who's like, I sure do love the morning. I enjoy a flapjack and a glass of orange juice. And they fan themselves with
Forrest
a little
Gump, you mean? Sort of. Anyway, and who's the one that you invite all the time? Mm. Come to the breakfast party, and they say, yeah, I'll be there.
They never
Everyone
show.
Else. Yeah, every single person. It's just you, somebody who's running on the spot, and the southern dandy.
No one else shows up because they're all still in bed.
Pass me a bowl of Logan berries. And he eats them one at a time. It's very wet for some reason. Yeah. What were you going to say, Mom?
I think in the evening, go to yoga.
Oh, clever.
Or something like that. And yoga and Pilates people will get up early in the morning.
You poach your breakfast people at Pilates.
That's
a good point. Right. I think you're going to struggle to get, because I know you said that you tried some D&D and some sort of nerdier things. You're going to struggle to get that crowd.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
People who play D&D, they're not getting up at 6 a.m.
No.
So you're going to struggle for anything like that. I mean, I guess... Because everything we've suggested... Well, aside from the breakfast party, I've been quite active. I'm trying to think of something that's not as involved. You know what I mean? What about something like bowling or, I don't know, that kind of thing? Join a league, like a group that you could meet people that way. That's a kind evening thing that sort of works.
Well, my friend does roller derby.
Oh, yeah. Roller derby. That's an option.
Roller derby.
That's a bit extreme.
Yeah. It's a little violent just to meet people.
But it's kind of a bit role play.
Yeah,
you
know,
you dress up and
It's tough.
Could you do D&D yoga?
You could do D&D and yoga at the same time.
Not D&D yoga. So you're the instructor.
I'd like to instruct the class. Oh, natural one. Your spine locks up in front of everyone. Oh, no, critical fumble. Yeah, it's tough. It seems like, unfortunately, because I'm like, what could you do in the morning? And I'm like, well, you could go like join a walking group or something. But again, it's like, that's not for everyone. Do you know what I mean? And Pilates, it's not for everyone either.
unfortunately for this person, that they've struck the wrong family advice show, I think, for their question. Jackson's never got up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Ryder's not bad.
Yeah. I'm all right these days. I'm getting up at 8 a.m. Yeah. But I hate it. And yeah, I would not go to a, you know.
Would you go to a breakfast party?
If someone was like, Jackson, get up, I would never do it weekly. That's the problem.
Yeah. You're the once. You would go once.
I'd go once a month. But if they were like every week, every Monday, you're getting up at 6 a.m. to go and do this social thing with friends, I'd be like, that's so much.
If it was around the corner.
Then yes.
Yeah, that makes a difference, doesn't
it? You could, yeah.
Because that's the longest possible sleep in. Quickly jump up, get ready.
Get ready, shower. You go there for an hour, you head to work.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be wrapped with the person who comes at 10 to 9, swoops by the fruit and grabs
the classic thing of put a bit of toast in your mouth and grab an apple and leave.
Great party, guys.
I'm starting to think Jackson just comes here to get a free breakfast. Yeah. Meeting people. I think what's you're going to struggle with, Count Accountant, is that meeting people in general is hard. Even if you didn't have these time restrictions, finding a situation to like meet people that share your interests or like in a similar field or something like that is hard already. And now you have the restrictions of these times. I just don't know really what to tell you.
Yes. It's
unless you're going to do something like Pilates or like tennis or like a walking club. And even these things also are not the kind of thing that gets mid-20s crowds, you know, people your age. I would suggest maybe online communities probably is like a kind of realistic option. Playing D&D online is really hard, but you could kind of keep trying at that. Or meet people at uni and then you've just got to organize times with like when you meet people at a reasonable time, you just organize to interact with them at an unreasonable one, if you know what I mean.
Get to know a lot of bakers.
Then they can make you breakfast.
Yeah, they can make you breakfast. But then they're knocking off about, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, a baker.
That's true.
They start about 3 o'clock in the morning.
If you get baker friends, then they will be winding down for your breakfast party. Yeah.
They're ready to go out.
Yeah. They're hell to hang out with the bakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're always tired.
Yeah, that's right.
They're always tired. They have shitty hours. Yeah. They want you to hang out at like, you know, 10 in the PM morning till 12.
You're like, why? Not going to do it, baker friends. But it was what a funny piece of advice to come away with. Don't befriend bakers. They're no good. Well, look, Count Accountant, hopefully some of that's helped. We wish you the best.
I still think find a hobby.
Yeah.
Find a hobby, just something you both enjoy doing that you can figure out to do with other people.
Yeah. Find a hobby on the weekend and then use those friends because you're never going to find people at the times that you've given during the week. So you're going to have to meet those friends during the weekend and then move them to your weekly free sessions.
So they hang out with their friends on the weekend?
I assume so. I'm not sure.
Well, if that's the case, then who wants weak friends? The weak friend is for work and to hang at home. You don't want to do that.
That's true. That's true. I don't want to talk to people during the week.
Yeah. You only want weekend friends.
Yeah. The fact that I can leave this studio at 5 and go home rules. It used to be that I have to interact with everyone until like 1 a.m. No, thank you. Well, yeah, we wish you the best, Count Accountant. And before we go, Dad, can we have that card clue again?
Don't we have one more?
Yes. The card clue is a crowd, and then the other one's a football headline.
Oh, that's right.
Cats lose ugly boots.
Cats lose ugly boots. And, Rides, can we get those colour descriptions one more time?
Yes, you can. Feels gross, sounds like a vacuum cleaner, tastes like soap, and smells like flowers.
All right, well, if you can figure out the answer to any of them, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com. And also, if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad. Sorry.
And I've been Ryder.
Goodbye and good luck. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.